Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 44. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Rush Light Invader.
Jesus.
Hey, guys, it's Chili from Chili Panda and Recreo.
It's me, Cypher Dunn. Yay.
And?
Yeah, and?
Where did you go?
Where'd you come from?
I want school and FIT. Leave me alone, Chili.
Wow, Chili's already bullying Dan from the very first right? get-go.
Where did you go?
Like, you guys are friends, or?
Everybody was expecting it. You can't just hold off on it now.
By everybody, it's just Chili.
Okay, you're not wrong.
Well, listen, you might not have been expecting that, but what people will expect is the patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast episode, guys. Especially to Deke, Storyteller25, Abigail Black, Andrew Ong, Crazy Diablo, Gabriel Iron Bat, and Raxed Zorus, and Fuzzy 101. Y'all are the best, and your support means a lot to us. Now, any of the patrons and channel members can listen to all of our podcasts a week early. Make sure to subscribe or join in to get that benefit as well. And join us post live streams. I also wanted to give a major shout out to the fan art. Thank you so much for this amazing fan art you've made.
These are beautiful.
Beautiful. Except maybe that one. That one is really beautiful.
That one's good. I like that one.
The other ones are not.
Yeah.
And finally, I just wanted to overall thank everyone for the recent support on the podcast. It has been growing like crazy recently.
And
very
nice.
Much appreciated. Thank
you. Guys are nice.
But you guys are not here for that. We're here to make fun of Chili and Cypher Den, right, guys?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't get that notice.
No, too bad. You're stuck with us.
Yes.
Den just starts making fun of herself. Just like immediately starts like.
You don't have to tell us. She'll do it. Beach, okay.
You have no choice because it is
spooky month.
Yes.
Oh, so, guys. What are some spooky Halloween like stories you got going on? Has anything crazy or spooky happened to you in your lives?
But it's not Halloween yet, Rush.
Fuck you.
Oh, I mean, yes, it is Halloween.
That's my roommate. Don't worry about him.
Me to think of a story up front like this.
I thought that was
God.
Your stomach.
You were going on a haunted hayride before?
No.
Yeah, no. I have.
What is that?
All right, so a haunted hayride, right? You go to like a in the cornfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like a farmer owns this land, and he like purposely cut out this area and started selling people to come in, and they can have like
selling
food.
People.
They sell human organs. They like the
flesh. Why haven't I gone?
No. So they would also have haunted houses where you have to walk through. And but the major thing is they put you in this giant like
wagon.
Hay cart, like a wagon, right?
Yeah.
With gates all around you.
Yeah.
And you sit on hay with like 20 people, and they pull you by a tractor.
Yeah.
And everything around them, like the path they make you go through, is like a tour. And so there's like fake hanging bodies.
Scary. Yeah.
And blood. And some of the bodies will come alive. Like
basically
like
a haunted house, but outside in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Social cool. distancing. You
and people
know?
Come up and touch you with fake chainsaws and like run after you, and you have to run.
Yeah. I love the chainsaws.
Heck? I want to. Casually. I've always wanted to go on one. Surprisingly, like I live in Wisconsin, so they exist everywhere.
You never went on one?
I know. Isn't that surprising? But I have not.
She's a scaredy baby, so
it just. But the thing is, like, what's the point? How do you stop it? Like, if they're chasing you with a chainsaw, when do you stop that? Like,
there's different strategies.
You go
right?
home, and it's just still running after you.
You got paid a lot of money. Dedicated.
It's like a haunted house, right? They keep chasing after you, like until you get to like a certain room or something.
Yeah.
With that, it's just like once you get to a certain area of the cornfield, they stop chasing you too.
Because they have to reset their position and like pretend to be dead, and they wake up and they have to do that over and over again. But you can also be the asshole guy and just stand still, and the chainsaw guy come after you, and he just like, and
that
like,
would never.
Yeah, what
be.
And I start laughing at them.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
And they're not allowed to touch you. They're not really allowed to like hurt you, but they can like touch you to go like boo and like to grab your arm or like kind of thing. But they can't like,
and
kill
I would
you
scream.
Or, like...
Those things scare me. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, can you swear? Really? Can you swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, whoa, fuck you, Chili.
Just making sure.
Wow.
I mean, I never swear.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Whoa. Oh yeah.
Did you guys go trick-or-treating as a kid? Because I didn't go trick-or-treating ever until until college.
What? My first, I trick-or-treated until 24. What do you
mean? My first and only time trick-or-treating was in my freshman year of college. And it went, it was weird.
Was it like in the dorm?
It no, it was like, I don't know, my I don't celebrate Halloween really because like my family's like Christian and stuff, so I never really celebrated it before. Oh. So it was like, it was college and my friends were like, oh, you've never been trick-or-treating? And I'm like, no. And then like, let's go trick-or-treating. I was like, oh, okay.
Wait, actually though, those are some good friends.
Yeah, no, it was fun. But one, something was weird. So we went to one of this one house and they had like their front door open, but their screen door was closed. And my two friends, they went along ahead and they knocked on the door. And then the lady was like, come in. And I was like, what? Come in. I ain't going in there. And they both went in there. And the lady was like, oh, I thought you were my son. Sorry, I don't have any candy. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't go in there because I was weird.
Wait, wasn't the porch light on? Because like the rule of thumb for trick or treating, if the porch light is on, they will give you candy.
It was on. So like, I don't know.
And she
it was my first time.
She doesn't know the rules.
So I was like, I ain't going in.
Yeah,
yeah. Porch lights on mean we have candy.
Yeah. And then we went to another house and they went in there again.
What? But this time,
but this time he actually had candy. He had a lot of it. So, okay. It
Wait,
was
that's
fine.
Scary. Don't go.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I was like, is this normal? Do people go inside?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, my candy's down in my basement, actually.
Okay.
You can go down.
Okay, but what kind of candy do you have? Is it Snickerdoodles?
No, I'll give you
and Reese's Pieces.
I went trick-or-treating, but also we would be that one house who would have like those big candy bars, you know, that everybody would love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We were that house. Whoa. Let's go.
Fancy.
You know what I appreciated the most? House. I appreciated the people that had the Huggies. No, not the Huggies, the fucking barrels.
The barrels.
Yeah, because everyone gives candy, but if someone gives like a drink out, I'm like, dude, I want that house.
Wait,
I've been walking around all
what
day.
What are Huggies?
I keep calling them Huggies because I used to call them as a kid. They're just
barrels. I thought those were diapers.
Huggy diapers?
Yeah. I love houses that give me diapers, bro.
Every time I bring up Huggies on this podcast, I make fun of
them. That's what you mean. Say it right.
Huggies not diapers.
Are you waiting for a Huggies sponsor? Huggies, if you're watching this, please get
Rush. I don't want diapers.
Diapers.
I don't wear diapers.
Rush wants some diapers. Oh, you got the picture.
Wait,
oh,
I have no. I've never seen these before.
Yeah,
really?
All kids love them.
In elementary school, we would get these a lot. I actually didn't like them. I only liked one flavor, but most of them were really weird tasting.
Wow, I was an uncultured child. I have no idea what these are.
Blue's best.
I mean, I would guess blue is the best. Blue's always the best.
They would taste like cough medicine to me. I don't like them.
Okay, never mind. I'm glad I'm uncultured then.
Less sugar.
Cypher, you live in the city. How does trick-or-treating happen there?
You go in apartment buildings, and there's stores, too, that give you candy. So if you go to like the Chinese restaurant, they give you like fortune cookies.
That's way cool. That's awesome.
That's so cute.
That was such a specific example.
That's so specific.
I remember.
I like that.
Okay, low key though, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I actually really love fortune cookies. I know they can be a hit or miss, but
fortune cookies
are so good. I could eat a whole bag of
them. They're yummy. They're actually really yummy. Yeah.
I know some people who think they taste like cardboard.
Oh, I think they're good. I love them.
I love them.
It tastes like depression because every time I read one, I question my life.
You always get the bad ones.
Whenever we go to the Asian store, I would literally just buy a full bag of them just to eat them all in one sitting. Okay, maybe it is.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. They are depression.
Yeah, I know, right? But dude, I'm a big sucker for like, if you go to the Asian stores, they always have this like roasted seaweed strips. Those are my crack, dude.
Yes, those are good.
Never had.
I will destroy those, dude.
Yummy. Like,
is that what you got for trick-or-treating, Moz? Or?
Do they have trick-or-treating? Okay, this is probably like a stupid question. Do you guys do trick-or-treating in Australia?
I was about to say not at all. Actually, like I have never gone trick-or-treating in my life.
Is this like a US thing?
It's a very U.S. thing. Pakistan didn't do it. Japan didn't do it. New Zealand didn't do it. It was so actually uncommon that when in a one year of Halloween, these three kids knocked on our door with dressed up expecting candy, and we just looked at them like, get the hell out of the house. You know what
oh,
I mean? Like,
shoot.
Wow, maybe you should have, maybe your porch lights should have been off, Maz.
Oh, everyone's porch lights was on. Bro. Everybody looked at them like, what are you expecting? like this is, ooh. We get them like Vegemite and an apple or something. Like,
we
not
all hang out.
That's so Australian. God damn, you gave them Vegemite. God.
And an apple. Yeah, look.
Oh my!
You have nothing else to give them a wristwatch. Like,
I think we
also
had a balloon, and I think we gave them like two balloons.
Aww.
Yeah, we suck. But look, man, none of it happens. So all this Halloween tradition of dressing up and dressing up slutty as well, none of that happens here. None of that.
Oh yeah. Dang it! Yeah. You don't get to dress up slutty, Mom.
Dude, you're missing out. It's so fun. The balloon is so good feeling.
In Australia, we use Halloween as an excuse to drink. That's it. That's literally it. Everybody just drinks.
Americans are the same, though. We celebrate every holiday we can just for that.
Hell
just
yes.
for an excuse drink. To drink. Yeah.
It's American way.
It is the American way. We have a problem.
No, I think it's like all countries, though. Like a lot of people.
What do you mean?
No, but specifically U.S., we celebrate like all everything we can. Yeah, Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween.
Yeah. We do not celebrate St. Patrick's or Mardi Gras or Thanksgiving or Independence Day or like why do you have so many, dude? Like,
we like we
people
like
celebrate them. Other people's celebrations just for an excuse to just party.
Dude, you know what's like the worst holiday for drinking? 4th of July, because they have to deal with fireworks and they're like a drunk uncle stumbling over and their arm blow off. And like, oh, that's, cool.
That's my birthday. Let's go.
We're post
Malone. 4th of July? 4th of July, Independence Day. No, more like Chili and Post Malone's Day. Let's go.
No, but you have to share the birthday with a holiday. No one wants to celebrate your birthday. They want to celebrate 4th of July.
No, everybody wants to celebrate me and Post Malone. That's it.
Didn't like, it, Ma, that's didn't right. you do something per Chili for her birthday or something?
I told the story on stream.
I know.
I got. Okay.
I didn't even know about it until Chili said it on stream. I was so sad, dude.
Okay. So basically, last year for VidCon, right? My birthday fell. Well, it was Anime Expo and then VidCon. So my birthday was 4th of July during Anime Expo, but I couldn't hang out with my YouTuber friends, but we hung out during VidCon. So then they decided they want to throw me like this little surprise thing, right? So then Den arrived that same night where we all got together. And then the first thing she does when she walks into the Maz's Airbnb. Yeah, she was like, "Hey, do you want to go to Starbucks?" And me,
it was
I'm like,
"So late,
dude. You asked me if I want to go Starbucks. I'll never turn you down." I was like, "Hell yeah, I want to go to Starbucks." So stepped outside and started looking for the closest one. And then Maz walks outside, and then he just goes, "Hey, where are you guys going?" And we're like, "Starbucks." He's like, "Oh, how far is it?" And then we were like, it's like a 10-minute walk. He's like, oh, how long are you guys going to be gone for? How are you going to get back? And he just started questioning. The best way to describe it is he was questioning us like how my dad would question me if I'm going somewhere, okay? And that, I get annoyed when my dad does that. I know he does that because he cares. But like, Maz, I was starting to get a little frustrated with him.
No, 100%. When I was texting in my head, I was like, Chili, where are you right now? Where are you right now?
Literally, it was like, Maz, I'm older than you. I can do whatever I want because like age is very important in our culture. And like for him younger than me to question me like that, I got a little frustrated. I was like, I can do whatever I want. I can come back whenever I want.
So she never came back.
And then I just want a hard cut to me texting. Actually, it's me like, okay, guys, go. Put the banners up. Guys, somebody does the balloon. Okay, Chili said she'd be here in 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes to set it up. And Chili's like, this motherfucker. And I was just like, yeah, guys, Chili's really gonna love it. Chili's gonna love this.
The other reason besides that though is because I really wanted to go to Starbucks, and we literally spent 10 minutes of him asking us questions. I'm like, can I please just go get my Starbucks? And then when I came back, I realized why, and I felt a little bad.
Yeah, you should.
You're like going in the door, like, fuck Mods, open Mods. It's like, oh, what the fuck?
To be fair, though, they did make me cry, so it worked, even though I was mad at Mom. I did cry. Tabs,
your baby.
Was this the one where Tabs also rubbed your face with cake? That
dude,
is the
he
one.
Does
right?
That yeah. For every she does that birthday. For everyone, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
And it, the thing is, it was ice cream cake, so like the top of it is all dye. Yeah, no, yeah. Not even that. You're the top tinted. Is all dye. So my face, my clothes, my hair just got tinted in blue.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite color.
My God. It is my favorite color, but still, that was nice. Bitch. Let's wash off.
I hate that tradition. If anyone smashes my face into a cake, I'm gonna be really pissed.
I don't care if it's cake. Normal cake, but that ice cream cake just stained me.
Oh yeah.
And it was cold.
You're Smurf.
Oh my God. But it was like fun. It. I really did appreciate it, despite Maj acting like a dad.
Bruh. Yeah. I was providing an alibi. I was like, guys, we have time, we can surprise.
This isn't Among Us.
You know what's funny? Because like Tabs was talking to me at the same time. She was texting me. So yep. You didn't really have to.
No, and the thing is, when we were at Starbucks too, I was like, okay, are you ready to go? And then Den would be like, oh, let's just sit for a bit more. I don't want to go back yet. And I was just like, oh yeah, okay, that's fine. I don't really care. I was completely oblivious to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, no. But the thing is, also with Tabs, she does everything so independently that when I ask, like, okay, Tabs, you know them better, and they won't sus me, like they'll sus me if I contact them. What, like, you contact them? They're like, okay, cool. And then I'll be like, okay, Tabs, what did they say? It's like, oh, they'll be soon. They'll be here soon. I'm like, yeah, what do you mean soon? Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, it could be an hour, yeah.
Tabs does her yeah. Own thing. That's just
yeah. Bad. And I'm just like, I need to know more info. That's when I started bombarding questions. And also, what's funny is that we were hiding to do like a surprise jump. Like a surprise. But then I forgot that like Billy and a few others were coming in as well to join in, and Alex, because it was Alex's birthday.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They walk in, we're like, surprise. Oh, it's not. We're like,
there's actually a video of that. Good. But yeah, I walked in, saw it, and I just walked out. I was like, no.
She was like, no, I'm not doing this. I was like, push her in.
And I started tearing up. I was like, no, this is too much. Because I never had that. I think that was like my second, no, first time. The one we did in Anime Expo wasn't really a surprise. But that first one was a surprise. And it was like my first time. Yeah, it was meaningful. Even though Mom was being a dad.
Yeah, sue me for organizing a birthday party. Okay,
I'm gonna sue you for acting like my dad.
Excuse me, Mom. Actually, if you hadn't texted this or done this, my birthday, my surprise birthday that you organized would have been a little better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying that's you right now. That's you.
I'm about to text my dad and be like, dude, somebody was trying to be an imposter and act as you. You should sue him.
Dude, imposter Mom. It's kind of sus.
He was being an imposter dad.
Sus.
I was watching Nai's vlog because I was feeling nostalgic the other day. And when the Chili opened the door, everyone was whispering because I remembered that we were supposed to be quiet at the Airbnb.
Yeah.
We were, like, didn't want to get exposed or something, right?
Yeah.
That's, we were all so singing funny. All quietly. It was really cute, though.
Yeah, it made it feel really warm. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something nice about just all being quiet and like, happy birthday. It was just so cute. And then you and Alex blowing out the candles together.
Yeah! Aww, so I was like, because it was, it was her birthday too. So I was like, get in here. You have to blow these candles too.
Yeah.
And I think I made a joke about like half of the cake being poisoned.
Yeah,
or something like
you were talking about poisoning the cake.
Half the cake is poisoned. You know what I mean?
Like, and then you're like, Chili, eat that half. It's not poison, I swear. And I'm like, Maz.
He was probably me giving me the poison side after I like.
Okay, okay. Listen, Chili's out here dragging me for like just getting more information. Let me tell you Chili's side of thing. Okay. This is literally Chili and Den for months. For months, we have been organizing, like, hey, Maz, like, we're planning to go to Europe, to VidCon London. We'll go to London. And, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, for months. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't know about Sultan, but I'm definitely going to go. And Sultan's like, you're probably not going to go. I'm like, okay, I'll see you, James, and a few other people. And they're like, cool. Months turns to weeks, and I'm like, yep, I'm featured there. I'll be there. And Chili and Dad, they're like, yep, we'll be there. We'll keen for you. A week before, they're like, yep, we're still going. Great.
What?
The day I arrive in London, I'm like, hey, guys, I just arrived. Where are you guys? Chili texts me back. Oh, sorry. We're going to Korea instead. I'm like,
Let me explain.
Yeah. And then Chili's like, oh, why do you ask too many questions? Because you chose to go to a different country. Yeah. You went to a different country.
No. Let me explain.
So
I'm actually going gonna make a video about this later, but what we were actually at the airport ready to go, but
we
then
were
a
about
certain
to fly.
Yeah, a certain somebody forgot to check if her passport had expired or not.
Okay,
then
I explain.
So, yeah, like I had my passport and everything ready, and I didn't realize it was gonna expire when we were on our way back. So, you know, couldn't go. And I told Julie, I was like, you should just go. And then
I was too scared to go alone. And then because we, okay, so the thing is we were going to go to Paris. That means I had to go to Paris by myself. And like, I'm scared.
She
I don't like.
Didn't want
to
go on.
So
her
then
own.
I went to Korea by myself. Well, not by myself. I had friends already there. So I just went to Korea. So then when Moz messaged me, I was already in Korea. And I'm like, oh, right. About that. We aren't coming. I'm in Korea.
I wish there was a camera in real life that just looked at me when I got that text. My internal thing, like, you said yesterday you were coming and now you're in Korea.
We were at the airport. I checked in first. They had my bag and everything, and then it was Den's turn to check in, and then they were like, yeah, your passport's
like,
expired.
No.
You can't fly with this. Like, it's international. And then Den was like, oh, I guess I'm not going. And then I was like, I'm not going either. And they had to get my bag from the plane again. Yeah. So it's not my fault. I was ready to go.
It was my fault.
It was Den's fault. Do you know how much money we lost?
Like a dollar?
All because of Den.
Wow, Chili. I like how it's dragged Den to the ground today.
Den, you want to drag Chili down?
What?
Go for it.
Moz brought up the story. I
bought her a really nice steak after, but we don't hear that part.
Oh,
we don't hear that part.
She did. She took me out to a really nice dinner to make up
Why
for
Why you giving
it.
Her dinner?
Because she ruined our
bad.
Trip.
Nah, you deserved it.
Who doesn't check their passport before they travel?
That is true. I'm with Chili. You definitely, you can't, like, come on. If you're international traveling, you gotta get a passport.
Ridiculous.
You know when you're just kind of like, yeah, everything's set. Like,
I think she didn't check because she had just traveled, wasn't it like Puerto Rico like a couple weeks before? So she probably thought oh, it's all good. Nobody said anything to her. So she just thought, yeah, I'm ready. And then she wasn't.
Like, I went to the Philippines the year before, and then I went to Puerto Rico like literally a couple months, like 2 months before, and I didn't realize. So I was like, yeah, it's all good, whatever. And then, you know, Chili got disappointed. And
at least you got a story out of it.
I did. And I got to go to Korea, so that's all cool, I guess.
Why'd you go to Korea? Did you go to see some K-pop? What's going on, huh?
Well, no, because originally I was already going to go to Japan after Europe with my friends. Mm-hmm. My friends were doing like an Asia tour, so they had gone before. So they were in Korea before Japan, so I just joined them earlier because I wasn't going to stay in New York. I was ready to travel international.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just went. I YOLO'd it.
Yeah. Like, well, cool. I think you did that at a good time, man. Like,
right.
Oh my god. The thing is, that's when it started getting bad in Korea is when I went. Like, we had to keep checking the travel alerts because it kept going up to like level 2 and 3. I was worried they weren't going to let us out or let us come back or like quarantine or some shit. And then we made it to Japan, but then it started getting worse in Japan.
Oh, man.
You brought it with
you.
She
was trying to get sick.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, no.
But
like,
the thing is, even when we came back, they didn't even care. They didn't ask anything. But the U.S. also kind of sucks, let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
U.S. caring about that show? No. I'm glad I went to London, though. That was my first time ever in Europe, and London's like,
it was supposed to be mine too.
London's nice.
I hated London.
Yeah. What you did?
What, really?
Wait, why?
No, I got like massive food poisoning and stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, so weirdly enough, so I don't like rain. I think rain is annoying and just a bother to deal with, and London's just rain manifest, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. So I lived in Melbourne for like years in Australia, right? And that's like a city which is usually cold, very vibrant, very aesthetic, literally the most livable city in the world for like multiple years straight, right? Love that city. And London, I was like pissed off at it. I was like, it's so gray, there's no color, there's no life. But then we went out at night And when you're in London Central and there's lights around and it literally feels like a fairy tale because I'm wearing a beanie and a scarf and I'm walking around with my friends and I'm like, this is actually magical. I fell in love with London that night. I was like, dang it.
The watery sidewalk.
And us.
We'll be flexing the light.
I don't need to fall in love with you again, Tilly. It's too much.
Oh my.
Dang. Dan really be using flattery to get out of it. Huh? All right. We get it.
I got to.
Can I be the flower girl at your divorce?
Yeah, why not?
Rose flowers.
Dan had no hesitation. Like, yeah, why not? Like, why not?
Yeah. I should actually ask Chili, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Wait, about what?
Oh my god.
Wait, I missed it.
Can I be your flower girl at your divorce?
Oh, at our divorce?
Yeah, it's a big moment. They can have thorns in them.
I guess.
Hell yeah.
The Chili, like, has this year interrupted your K-pop plans anyway? Like, you mentioned,
do you know how many concerts I've been postponed that I was supposed to go to? I'm never taking concerts or traveling for granted ever again in my life.
Yeah.
The whole world is going to change.
Already changed.
I usually travel, right, like once a month for work reasons, whether it's New York, LA, Atlanta, whatever. And then like I haven't been on a plane since like February, and it's really starting to get to be. And the thing is, like, because I have really no friends in Wisconsin, all my friends live outside, so I literally have no contact with friends except for my family because they live here, obviously. So it's been, oh my goodness, it's been...
I don't want to see you anytime soon, Chili.
Shut up. So rude. I have the text.
What?
I miss you. I have the text. I can expose you.
You gotta like got the text. Pull that up like months away from now. It's very Photoshop. Don't listen to her.
You and Den talk to each other constantly. How do you still miss her?
Like a married couple.
We don't talk. You think we talk a lot? We don't talk a lot.
Do you guys not talk a lot?
Who's Den?
Oh my gosh! All right.
Really? Gross.
Huh?
Gross. Gross.
Because like y'all stream together and y'all have like Recreo, so I just assumed y'all talk all the time.
Who?
Oh, you suck. I hate you.
Cypher Den, who's that?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was something Den,
I think Den, you were just like, yeah, I haven't been working on my YouTube because of like Recreo and just chatting with the morons that I talked to. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So I guess like Den.
I've been moving. That's why. Yeah.
But like, talking online is still, I mean, talking online is just not the same as like in person.
It's true.
Yeah.
100%
not,
true.
Not at all.
I went to the gym and the lady there was like, hey, do you want to try like a course or something, like a Zumba course? And I said, no. And I looked at her, I was like, no. And she's like, okay. And walked away. And I literally like teared up because I was like, that's the first human interaction I've had in so long. Like, I teared up and I was like, maybe, you know what? I will take the Zumba course.
That's sad.
Human interaction has been weird. It's like, do I have to talk to you? Am I just
with your partner? Yeah. Doesn't count though. It literally doesn't count if it's your partner.
It doesn't.
It's
just like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. My family doesn't really count. So I've like had no interaction besides my family. And I feel like if I meet up with friends, I won't know how to act. I'll forget.
Yeah.
No.
It was weird. My friend's birthday was like a couple days ago. And like we're all on campus. Well, not all of us, but some of us are on campus, but like we haven't seen each other all semester except for like in the very beginning. But we all wear masks and we all social distance. And so we tried to go and like plan a little like surprise thing for my friend. Like we bought her like a cake and stuff. Like my friend bought her a cake. I bought her some stuff. And then we met. We told her to meet us out in her parking lot so we could all like be distanced.
My god.
and so we all sang happy birthday. I had like these balloons for her and like it was a nice moment, and this is like the first social interaction I've had, and I wanted to hug everyone so bad but I couldn't.
I'm like, picturing a cake and then all of you like standing so far away from it, like,
circle. She's like, blow out the candles, and they're like, blowing really hard from the distance.
She blew it through her mask, but the wind kind of helped her. And then so we all ate the cake together outside too.
That's like so wholesome, but also sad.
It was so nice to like see their faces again in person.
Well, half
their
faces.
It also it was like it was bittersweet because I couldn't like, you know, I couldn't hug anybody. We couldn't like be any closer than and then we couldn't hang out for too long either because like we're not allowed to be hanging out right now, we had to leave. But so it's
that's crazy. Australia is reopening has reopened in almost every state, so literally has been just back to normal for Australia, honestly.
That's good though, at least something is normal in this crazy world.
Going back to the gym has been the best thing ever, man. I love it. I just
jealous.
You're not jealous. Oh, what's a gym? Probably not as
that's
bad,
the thing.
Right?
Like, I don't even remember anything outside. What's a gym? It's been almost a year, dude, since I went to the gym.
Yeah, yeah. Chili says this, but then when you mention bubble tea or freaking Korean barbecue, she's like, "Oh, I know that. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go."
Let's go.
Haven't had boba since Japan. That's the thing.
Whoa.
I only I can't go out.
They're Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
There's no Uber. Okay, I live in a small town that is very limited in options, so I haven't had like proper food. I've only been able to get like pizza, McDonald's, fast food. That's it.
Yep, same.
Don't you just cook food? What do you like? What diet is that?
I'm like, I'm American.
I cook. Okay, yes, I cook. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm craving something, I can't get it. KBBQ, boba, sushi. I haven't had any of that good stuff.
Oh, sushi.
Sushi.
Bro, I recently like hung out with friends at a sushi bar, like the Sushi Train, and it was just the best.
What's that like? We wouldn't know.
Hanging out with friends.
Yeah, actually, let me tell you, like, if one random stranger's interaction made me tear up, like actually talking with the friends again for after months of isolation was like actually made me just so happy, dude.
He was sobbing.
Like, I bet.
I know, dude. What, are you some kind listen, of loser? Like next year if VidCon US doesn't happen, y'all should come over for Australia VidCon or something, man. Like I'm serious, dead ass.
Can my we? Passport. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, get the passport.
I'll check my passport. Man.
Places are like very. They're taking forever to do shit, so she might not be able to get it renewed in time.
Wait. Oh shoot!
Damn it. I have a better idea then. A better idea, Maj. You come over for Halloween and we go trick or treating.
Watch. USA is banned everywhere. If I go to USA, I will never be allowed back.
You know what? You.
Are we allowed into Australia? Because I know a lot of countries banned us from entering as well.
That's true. Yeah. Australia might ban US presidents.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly fair. Fair.
I don't know. I don't know how true this is, but I think I read today that Australia might close their like borders until the late 2021 or something.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Honestly, Europe did the same to us, and I get it. We're doing really bad. We're not.
Yeah, I'm upset because like my state was doing really good. We were like going down, and it just spiked back up. And I'm like, come on.
Because people don't care anymore, I think.
No, it's really unfortunate, like medically, biologically, like because I've got a lot of friends in the medical circles, obviously. And so it's really unfortunate because it was a double whammy of not only Corona kind of going rampant. And when the measures were put in place, that's when the kind of riots for the BLM started. No matter what you think about those. Coronavirus doesn't just stop because of one, you know what I mean? And so in Australia,
though, because we had riots, people protesting about wearing masks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just go out without masks.
Y'all had it way worse. I'm not going to even talk about America, but at least in Australia, the one state that is still in lockdown, they're still in lockdown because they had it under control. It's the biggest state. And then when the riots and the protests happened, everybody went out. And because at the time they're like, oh, it should be okay. But they forgot that it takes 2 weeks to show. So 2 weeks later, we had like a massive spike in cases. It's like, oh, crap, close everything down again. Yeah.
Oof. Dude, our state has been handling this so badly. Okay, so we're like one of the worst, surprisingly, Wisconsin doing one of the worst states right now. So
again, I don't want to see you anytime soon.
Colleges were in person, okay, but all these freshmen are coming in, and we have a lot of our biggest school has like a lot of international students, but also a lot of out-of-state students. All these students that came in Other schools forced their freshmen to quarantine for 2 weeks before school started. Our school didn't do that. So you have all these freshmen mingling, because it's freshmen, right? Freshmen always mm-hmm. want to like get to know each other, meet each other, mingling with no masks on. And then 2 weeks later, that's when we get our second massive spike. And then they're like, huh, I wonder how that happened. And crazy. Then they forced a quarantine, but not even to all the dorms, only like 2 out of the 11 dorms we have. And I'm like, what's that? Who's that going to help? Yeah. They've been handling it so poorly here. It's ridiculous. It's not getting better. We're spiking like crazy.
Yeah. Rush was like, oh, what about VidCon US 2021? I'm like, and I just laughed.
God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I just want to hug my friends.
I know, dude.
Yeah, I'm too much of a hugger, dude.
No, seriously. Like, if so there is anything happening next year, I've requested specific leave for like that kind of stuff. So I'm ready to go whenever there's something happening. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. I just remembered a story that happened to me like yesterday.
Yes.
What's up?
I was going to a bar or whatever, right? I went to go pick up, like, I went to go tell my mom's friend about.
If this is another crazy story, I'm actually going to shoot you in the head.
No, this is actually a really crazy story. This is a real crazy story. Whoa. And so I did. Okay. I took a dump.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No. All right, the real story. Okay, so I went to the bar. My mom was like, I have a friend who has a daughter who wants to get into art. And I was like, all right, tell your daughter she's to skip Christmas. Just get her $500 tablet, 20, boom, boom, get that. And they're like, all right, she's skipping Christmas. Right? And I told her that. And I'm walking around. No one's wearing a mask. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'm the only one wearing a mask. And there's like a
is
full
not
bar.
Is that mandatory?
Not my people in my fucking town don't wear it unless you're like a servant, unless you're like a McDonald's like worker, right?
Yeah.
And so like regular humans walk around, do not wear it, and I'm like, what's going on? And then like my stepdad's like, what the fuck, you wearing a mask? I'm like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
And, like, no. I'm like the only one wearing a mask in this giant club full of 20 people, not 6 feet apart. No one's paying care and attention, and I'm like. Yeah, I'm wearing it to scare you all. Just for fun. It's a little fashion statement. Like, oh, okay.
Mask.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. It's like, people don't care about old people, man. Like, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah.
Was it Vanessa Hudgens who allegedly said on her stream, like, oh, Instagram stream, who was just like, old people will die, yeah. But like, you know,
yeah.
That's just
expected. Oh my,
I'm like, expected? All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's just how country is. Though. We're very what's the term? Like
stop
we
absorbed,
individualism,
yeah.
Like
we
American
more than others, yeah.
And dummy. Yeah, we're very American.
Yeah,
I was coming up with the proper term, and you guys are just saying all the right things. It's true.
Selfish.
Dummies.
Yeah.
Conceited. Top of the world.
Conceited.
Yeah, pretty much. You're not wrong.
Jeez.
Yeah, but hopefully it does get better because I don't want to be isolated.
I want it to get better so bad.
It's good for me, but for you guys, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Bad boy hours.
Dude, we're never going to be allowed to leave this country. Everybody's just going to permanently ban us. Yeah.
It's good for me because I'm like introvert, extrovert, like in terms of my hobbies. I don't go out and party in club and stuff. But some of my friends who do party in club, they're just like crying every day. They're like, what do I do? I want to go to clubs.
Crying in the club. Crying not in the club.
I know. As soon as the state opened up, like they're opening up slowly, and they opened up like bars. My friend went and got wasted that night, like immediately drunk.
Oh,
that
damn!
Here, but so we had first a 2 week lockdown, and then they were like, "Okay, we can open up before like the major spike happened." And then the bars were just full of people, no masks, and of course there was a spike 2 weeks later. And they're like, "Huh? How did this happen?"
Yeah,
dude. Okay, but introvert. Even as an introvert, Moss, do you not, like, miss, like...
Oh, I'm extroverted AF, so I definitely do miss people. Yeah. But the hobbies that I do, and obviously the YouTube job, quote-unquote, is it literally necessitates that you stay indoors, you know what I mean? So,
but even then, I feel like it still has an effect on us, because, like, even being inside, like, all the time for months straight is just...
Yep.
Oh, I hate people, but I still miss people.
Yeah.
I just miss them literally... one time a year. I visited them.
I've been so deprived of social interaction that I literally asked my hospital, like, can I work earlier than next year? Like, I just want to meet patients or people. I just want to
see. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm, like, going to work for free, basically. Just, like, please, let me just
talk to people.
It's human interaction.
Dude, honestly, and that's like that's why that there is a huge correlation between that and why I started streaming. It's just that I just wanted to talk to people. That's it, you know.
Same. I've been loving the interaction. I bumped my mic, but anyways, yeah, I've been loving the interaction on stream. It's the closest thing I could get to real interaction.
Yeah.
Streaming, like I think I used to stream weekly in YouTube, but now that I've kind of done semi-daily, dude, Twitch is fun, dude.
Twitch is so fun. I am having fun.
I mean, it's all right.
Streamer.
Twitch is like fun, and I think like I think Twitch is fun, but Among Us for me is the most fun. That game.
Among Us has been a very good way to interact with people and meet new people, and
weirdly enough,
because she sucks at the game.
Being called monkey brains.
No,
being betrayed.
Sorry, laddie. Sorry, Rod. Sorry. Y'all are aiming at me. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I've done all of them. Call me monkey brain. Call me.
So the last time I played with him, he's definitely been losing his touch.
Chili, that is low quality bait. As if I would even bite on that, bro. Come on, man. You gotta try harder than that.
Hey, I have the VOD. It's gonna go up. It's gonna be uploaded in I don't know how many weeks, but it's going up.
It's gonna be her highlight.
Maz lost his wrinkles. We called him out, I think, almost every imposter round. He lost his wrinkles.
What was it? I don't even remember the games we play. I've been playing with so many groups, man.
I'm telling you, we lost wrinkles.
Discord has like
plenty of wrinkles.
Oh, do it. I mean, the thing is, like, when I played with you guys, it was apparent that I just played more. But and now that you guys are better, you guys are actually really fun to play with now, even more so than before. Except Dan. Dan still uses the same excuse of, I don't know this map. I'm like, Dan, you've been playing 37 times.
Okay.
You hear what he said? He basically low-key called us boring.
Right? I said more fun than before.
Right?
I said more fun than before.
Like crazy.
Wow, Chili. I literally said that.
He said we're more fun to play. He called us boring. Night
was boring.
I said you were fun to play with. You're more fun than you already were. I said that.
Twitch stream, clip that and replay.
Clip that. Clip play again and again every time he's playing with us. Clip
it. You get the pogs in chat.
Boring.
I mean, when I last played with Moz, I couldn't even play. I was just like.
You kept dying.
The last time we played with Dan had this monologue when I called her out. I was like, hey, Dan, you can't upload there. And you're like,
I'm going to give Dan credit. There were some times where she actually makes the right calls, but because sometimes she makes like, because the thing is, Dan will talk confidently no matter what. And the thing is, he can talk confidently, and it's something like completely off. So people are obsessed of her. But then she'll
credibility.
Actually write like, I just saw this person kill this person. But because she always speaks in the same tone, we still think she's sus.
Yeah.
it's the boy who
cried wolf.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'm actually being honest when I say that I don't know certain maps. Like, we play the basic map, but like, I don't know the rest. Like, how was I supposed to know I couldn't upload before you download it? I didn't know that. Like, what the?
Yeah, that's 100%. And so when I called it out, I was like, I'm really sorry, but it has to be Dan. And Dan had this monologue like, Maz, I just want to say, I just want to play.
I just want to play.
Made me feel so bad. I was like, wow, okay.
Literally, like every game I was playing, I was like, oh, it's Dan. I'm like, how is it being?
I just literally want to play the game.
I didn't even do anything.
it was so good.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Tries.
I think like I've been really enjoying building up the Among Us. Like I've recently been playing with I played recently with Rush, Jaden, and Corpse. Who's Rush, right?
How did that go?
So you know what's really funny? So a lot of people say Corpse is a great imposter, and he is a great imposter. Mm-hmm. His crewmate game definitely needs some polishing. His crewmate game week.
I don't think he's been playing the game a lot.
No, he hasn't. So, no, it's not so much his mechanical knowledge of the game is pretty good, but his memory is not. He will be with people and he'll be like, I don't know who I was with. I'm like, bro, you've been walking with them the entire game. He's like, I don't know who I've been walking
like,
with.
What Tash do? Like, I don't know, man. But
that's me.
No. But his imposter game is so so high tier that it actually makes up for it. So there's two elements about it. Is the A, his crazy plays, so ballsy that I get shocked. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that is that corpse?
I've seen clips of that, like some of his
like he did a one or two when we were playing and I was like, what was that, you know what I mean? And like, again, to say that it has to be corpse because of how ballsy it was is bad. And one time it wasn't, and they used that against corpse. But the other thing as well is like, when you know it's corpse and you say, I think it's corpse, when his voice turns against you, like, no, it's not. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I literally saw a clip where it was corpse, and then he basically convinced them to vote the other way, even though they knew, but just because of his voice, he convinced them.
Oh my gosh.
Intimidating as heck, dude. It's crazy. I was like, whoa.
I know. It's a very, very unique voice.
Yeah, but he's a very nice guy overall. He's very like introverted, nervous, like Jaden's energy almost, but just with a deep voice.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Cool. He seems like a nice guy.
I messaged Five Up recently on Twitter, and I want to see if he would be keen to play with us. And he said he is. He said he's really keen to do so. So
I'm feeding everybody through Among Us.
Bro, I love Among Us, man. I love it. It's not even the socialization.
My invites. God.
No, no, listen. It's not even about socialization. I literally just want to play really good Among Us. That's it. Like, it's a very selfish reason of the game.
Chili, you're not good enough.
No, he put me 8th here, but he never invites.
Chili's good.
Never invites. Tisk, tisk.
Don't, I'll invite Jesus. Like, I feel, oh, I'm sorry.
She's jealous. She's upset.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
So I can always figure out when he's imposter. Dude, honestly though, if you play with Maz enough, he has a tell, okay?
Yeah.
If he's crewmate, he'll go all Sherlock Holmes.
He'll like question everyone.
If he starts saying, you know what? I really don't know. That's probably because he's imposter.
Yeah. But Laddie's been watching my streams recently. I have been masking both, bro. There have been games in which no one has even realized that at all I'm imposter. Because the thing is, go on, Laddie, sorry.
Oh, our game the other day, we had a game where it was just me, Maz, Rush, and some other person. I think it was Wolfie. And Maz is the imposter. Aww. But, like, none of us, like, had enough information to know who it was. But and Maz was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Who is it? And I was like, And then he was like, yeah, it's hard because like it could be Laddie, it could be Rush. They're both like good friends of mine.
The voice chat podcast.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm like, kill this motherfucker. Kill him.
He played with my emotions and then we skip vote and he kills me. And I screamed so loud. I think I scared my roommate.
You know how you fix that? You bring on Noah and Didus because they will
chaotic elements.
Time with they're like, oh, he lived first round, he must be a imposter.
No, dude. In the recent games, Noah's been trusting me way more, and I'm like, yes, Noah. I don't know.
Last games, he's always the one but Noah, we always play with his emotions. It's always like him having to pick the deciding vote, but he always picks the wrong one.
I know, I love it. I love
Noah
it.
Friend that I know, or is it a different
Noah? Dabmaster. Sorry, my bad. No. It's not the arrow.
Whichever.
Yeah. Also, like, the other thing as well is that I just keep learning and developing new strats. Like, I tried the new strat of going into the DCOM in Polis against Rush and Wolfie and all of them, and I had to clean up that game. That game was insane. I'm, like, really keen to make, like... Chili, I've been watching your second channel's, like, gaming videos. I've been watching them again.
Those were the first games, though, still, so I was still a noob.
I'm really sorry that I yelled at you. I actually feel really bad about those games. I was mean.
I didn't
yell.
One...
What'd you do?
Why do you yell at you?
Me and Oz were back-to-back imposter partners, and the first game he yelled at me.
Yeah. I think she killed the wrong person and got caught immediately, and I was like, what are you doing?
The game, I was like, oh, I don't want to play this because if we lose, Moz is going to yell at me again. But won. It was all
the
good.
Second game, you won perfectly. You did the perfect strategy. I was like very happy with that one.
That one because we did good with that one. Yeah. But I was like, oh, Moz is going to yell at me.
I'm sorry.
I think I've developed the same thing because I think Moz has yelled at me before in the game. Yeah! So I get
the thing is, okay, when I yell, it's always with a smile. I always go like, why did you do that? Why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've done the same thing to Rush. I'd be like, Rush, why do you do this? Why are you so...
It's always jokes.
I don't know. Yeah. Always yells at his friends. Let's go.
No, all my homies
got yelled at by Moz.
Yeah.
Listen, people gonna think I'm a bully now. Yeah, y'all make me sound mean.
That's so good clickbait. They're gonna be like, wait, Moz is a bully? Let's check this out.
Oh, Chili's a bully.
No.
Chili is a bully.
Chili is a bully.
I'm the nicest person you'll ever meet. Hi.
Well, I don't know about that one.
I hope my best.
Get out of here. About yourself.
See, that's why Laddie is the best. Out of everyone.
No, Laddie. No, tell her to go.
I'm the best. No, I'm the best.
I remember there was one game when I played with Laddie's emotion and won as imposter.
Dude, that's all it takes.
Look at
just,
that
just
lot.
Mess with my feelings and I'll believe you. Like,
that's all that matters.
There was one game in which Laddie and I was killing everybody around Laddie, and Laddie was like, yeah, Moz with me the entire time. I was like, yeah, it cannot be me or Laddie. And then I was just murdering people around Laddie.
That's so funny, dude.
See, that's like a good time. The other time that I cannot believe, I love looking at the footage of this, is there was this one time in which I was hidden in medbay and I killed Laddie and Rush was right there, like right there. And I managed to convince them that it wasn't me, that it was Rush for three rounds straight.
Oh my god, I hated that fucking fucking
Rush, you both imposters. And I was like, nope, Rush is making a big brain call and no one believed Rush.
All right, so what happened? All right, let me explain this round. I want to explain this one. This is my time to shine.
I pull it, right?
I go to fake keys. I'm an asshole. People are like, Rush, what the fuck? And so I just do that. And on one person, I think it was Quiet, walks up there, does the keys with me. I'm like, oh, it's fucking Quiet. Because he's like, he doesn't know I had fake keys. So he fell for it. And I was like, oh, let's go do med bay. It's, the lights are out, whatever. And the lights are out. I'm just grouping with people. Lights turn back on. And then I see Moz kill someone right in front of me. Like, oh, and he ran away. I'm like, oh, it's Moz and Quiet. It's them. It's those two. And everyone's like, shut up, Rush. Shut up. That's stupid. I wasn't there. No. I'm like, guys, vote one of them off. Vote Moz now. I'm getting upset. Like, my boys. I'm like, really
you
upset.
You got so upset.
Like this as well. You have, like, the same tone. Well, Den has this problem, too. You guys have the same tone of voice. Yes. Regardless of your crew or imposter. So when you make calls like that, it can either sound either way, right? But Moz, because he sounds convincing, so that's why. You gotta be loud.
He was loud. No,
I was crying, basically. And my pitch and tone was different. I was like,
he was
God.
Yelling. And the thing is, I was laughing. Like, if you watch my perspective, Rush, I was laughing. I was like, no, I see what. That. And so I was like, okay, yes, it's Rush. Rush is trying to frame me right now. I was like firing all these.
We were there's this game where I walked in on Moz killing someone, and it was me against Moz, and we had to argue against each other. And sometimes he'll get all defensive like that, like how we did with Rush. But then sometimes he'll just be super calm. And he was really calm in my argument with him. And I was like, oh, no one's going to believe me.
And then they believed you, yeah.
Then they believed me.
Yeah. I think they believed how emotional you were being. And I was like, dang it. That's,
I was like, I have to sell this really hard.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I love it. I love that.
I also see, like, I've watched some of your streams while you're playing. You're, like, so good at acting aggro, but then you, like, turn away from the mic and just start laughing. But then
yeah.
They can't see that. They're like, oh, my God, he's so, like, maybe he is telling the truth or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Most of the streams, whenever I'm sound aggro, I'm actually just smiling and laughing most of the time. I have a great time acting. I don't know.
Yeah, that one round with me and you yelling, Jaden was like, after the round, I was like, Moz, I believe you. Are you okay? I felt that you scared me. And I'm like,
Jaden, that was the exact round. After I had was framing Rush and survived like 3 or 4 rounds, and then I got voted off, Jaden's like, Moz. I was like, what's up, Jaden? She's like, that was too much right there, man. That was too much. And I was like, all right. I'm not bad.
For her just to hear that.
I was like, she believed me because of how defensive I was being. She's like, Moz, that was crazy.
She didn't go quite right away, at least. No one did. And I was like, wow.
That's funny.
I know. I love it. I really do. It's really stressful, lying.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a psychopath, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I really am. Lying and being aggressive towards my friends.
Yeah.
I'd be like, she's the worst Among Us player. That's why we never play together anymore. Den?
Who? Wait.
What?
Den.
I'm going to roast her on stream and be like, the reason why me and Den never play anymore is because she's the shittiest Among Us player ever.
Why?
Wow. Give me back my ring. Give me back my ring.
No, well, you're already
send it over through the mail. No. Give me back my ring.
You're already married, anyways.
No, it's okay. I just want a ring. Okay, give it back.
Like, why? Why is Den so mean?
No, I'm just
what? Okay,
Den, why you mean? Stop being mean. Yeah, come on, man.
She just called me the shittiest player, and I'm just asking for my ring back.
Yeah, Dan, come on, that's too much.
There was, too I think, much. Was it you, Rush, who sent a picture or a video of like Sykuna versus Tim the Tap Man in Among Us?
That was so funny.
No, fun fact, I think Rachel sent me that just out of nowhere. She's like, "This is funny," and I'm like, "This is hilarious," and I just posted it everywhere. Yeah.
And Sykuno, you know, good at the game, he's like, what's Tim doing? I wonder what he's doing. Why are you doing this task? And it cuts to Tim, and he's just like, man, I love corn chips, bro. Corn chips are lit, bro.
Dude, I'm not going to do reactors.
When I was in college,
that.
I'd eat chips and cheese.
I think he's an imposter. Why did it take so long?
Who was that? That was funny. I want to watch his stream.
Oh, Tim the Tap Man. He's like one of the top streamers in Twitch.
Yeah. I've never heard of him.
He's a cool, bald, tattooed man.
He recently had a meme where he never had a dub, like never won Fall Guys for ages.
The moment he won,
and it became a meme. It became a huge meme. Like, oh, Tim never won. I won before Tim. The moment Tim got his first win, somebody donated $50,000.
Whoa!
Yep. He didn't get a win that day. They would make fun of him, like the Fall Guys official account.
Yeah, he got himself trending that day. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what's happening?
Dang, dude.
That was good.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I don't know. I'm just more excited for games like Phasmophobia is another good one. I haven't played it, but it looks so much fun.
It looks fun though. Yeah.
Whoa. You haven't played it, but you're coming on my stream and roast. No, you went to Evan's for roasting him or us for playing it.
No, I roasted Evan.
He went.
I rated Evan.
No, not today. I think we were playing. I think a couple of days ago, and then I saw Moz on his stream, and he just comments like, wait, why are you guys playing this game when you can be playing Among Us? And then there was another time when I was streaming and then we were supposed to play Among Us. And I'm like, I really want to play Phasmophobia. And then Moz just goes, oh, that game gets boring after a while. Moz exposed!
Wait, what? I don't even remember saying the second one. The first one, I just said, like, hey, y'all, like, I was just keen to play Among Us.
I definitely have a comment. I was like, wait, Moz, no, it's scary. It's fun. You were like, oh, it gets boring after a while. And I'm just like, oh, but it's fun.
Did you play VR?
I'm really sorry. Maybe I asked as a question. That's really weird. I don't know. I just don't know enough about Phasmophobia to even comment on it.
You gotta play it.
Wait, Chili.
Okay.
Do you play the VR version or?
Oh, I don't have VR.
Oh, dude, it's so scary with VR. But then I got motion sick and I just had to wait in the truck.
Yeah, a lot of people got motion sickness from it, which makes sense as a first person. But yeah, fun.
It was
fun.
Great. I hid in the closet and then Chili died.
Oh.
Den also sucks at that game.
I was just sitting in the closet. I was like, I'm gonna troll Chili, gonna open these doors. She started screaming and then she died for some reason.
Yeah.
For some reason.
The game was fun. I just wish it was more, because there's like big maps, so I wish they would allow for more people. Yeah, for like for asylum. I live in high school. Yeah, four people is just not enough.
It's way
too long.
For anyone that doesn't know the premise really of the game, it's basically you have to go find the ghosts and you have to identify the ghosts. And by doing it, you have to like say their names and stuff and go in certain rooms and like do rituals.
It doesn't sound scary, but it's actually really spooky.
Yeah, and it pops out and kills you. It's not jump scare scary. It's like they don't like
it is like, jump scare scary.
No, they come at you and then they slowly like gouge out your eyes.
That would
scare
me as a jump scare if I was playing.
It's not like Five Nights at Freddy's where it's out of nowhere.
That's true.
I think the first round is always scary because you just don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even after playing it, like especially for the asylum in high school, because it takes so long for the ghost to actually show up, you don't expect anything. So you're like sitting there for like half hour to 45 minutes and then something pops up. It's very spooky.
You just like identify like the small things, like the coldness, the temperature of the room, and like you can help like identify like how many ghosts they are that do that ability.
Moz needs to play it. I know he's obsessed with Among Us, but he should try Phobia.
No, I'm definitely willing to, because it seems like another game that's very much. I love horror games. I love horror games, dude. I wouldn't mind playing it. Today I played Undertale, and there was a part that scared me on Undertale. People clipped it crazy.
It's not a horror game.
What?
No. If you go into Pacifist Route, there's a secret lab, and it gets like super dark in there for no reason. It's really scary in there.
Is there a clip?
There is a clip. All right, here we go. Okay, let me give you the clip. Basically, it's like it's a room in which it's like five fridges, and I knew one of them had an enemy, and one of them was shaking. The third one was shaking. I was like, okay, this one's shaking, whatever.
Do you scream?
And then I'm like, okay, I'll open the first one then, because obviously the third one's shaking. And I walk away. It opens, and it's like that's where the shaking one was a fake. And I was like, gosh dang it, I got tricked again. So
you scream?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
The girl?
No, I was like, oh! You know, like that like man scream.
Yeah. Like a man scream.
I
got so scared.
Screams.
Dang it.
Among Us scares me when I die still sometimes.
When the body is bounced, that scares me.
Yeah. Somebody's following you and you think it's them, but then somebody calls the body and you think you got murdered.
Yeah, it's like, I thought you murdered me for a second.
when I first played, I'd get scared every single time, and I still get scared sometimes now. But yeah.
I get scared when I'm imposter.
Okay, honestly, when I first started the game, being imposter was actually like my heart would start racing. I don't know why.
It's 'cause lying. Lying is hard.
You just be scared of getting caught. Wait, was that the scream? Ah.
What is the ah?
Oh, no, that wasn't the scream.
No, this is the clip. This is the clip.
Oh. Okay, yeah. No, No, there's an actual scream after.
I was just not expecting that. Yeah, I was like looking forward when I heard it, saw it transform. I was like, oh, God.
Did you finish the game or not yet?
I finished the pacifist. Yeah.
Second, are you doing another route or is it just this
one? I was thinking about doing genocide, but genocide just takes so long. I was like, maybe not.
Yeah, it does. You should play Deltarune. Have you played maybe. It?
I have, but chapter two is coming out, and I want to play chapter one and then chapter two.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for chapter two.
Exactly. Who is
I have not.
Yeah, thanks.
But then that was a nice scream. Do it again.
That was a good one. No, that wasn't as nice, to be honest with you.
We're getting spooked up in here.
Well, listen, it's a Halloween episode. Okay.
Much spook.
All right. On that note, we're gonna end the podcast on that note. That's it.
Podcast is ending.
The podcast is ending.
Oh no!
No!
Thank you so much, Julie and Dan, for coming along. We appreciate it.
Thanks for really, having really fun.
What the heck? That was fun.
Didn't even touch on Rakerio, but it is what it is. You know, it was just like
that?
Yeah. Yeah, who cares? We in it. But I also want to give a major shout out to, again, all the patrons who have supported us and listened this far. We appreciate you. We appreciate you a lot.
Yeah. What he said.
If you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to like, comment, subscribe as usual. Have a listen to all the platforms, which is, we recently switched, so it should be everywhere. It should be everywhere now, you know?
Everywhere. All the things.
I like how she's on. I'm Yas.
And yeah, so patrons, we're going to live stream more often as well. Everything is moving on up.
Yeah. All right.
Laters, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Logging off. Logging off now.